The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Every morning around 5:45, I greet the high school students who attend Ozark Catholic Academy in Taneytown before they leave from here to drive up to Taneytown. We say the Our Father together in Latin. A few weeks ago, I was talking to a senior and her mother as they were waiting to leave, and we discussed Pope Leo XIV and how young he was to be elected as the Pope at the age of 69. And I made the comment, but John Paul II was only 58 when he became the Pope, and that's so young. And that senior literally laughed out loud, "Ha!" at my assertion that 58 was young. To an 18-year-old who's as fit as a fiddle, being 58 must seem as old as the hills. But it was very providential that the Polish pontiff was so young, because his excellent health helped him to survive an assassination attempt 3 years later on May 13th, 1981. Some of you may remember that sunny morning, that sunny afternoon, when Pope John Paul II was wheeling around St. Peter's Square in his Popemobile, smiling and greeting pilgrims, when Mehmet Ali Agca shot the Holy Father 4 times. John Paul, of course, because of his deep devotion to Mary, gave the Blessed Mother the credit for saving his life. May 13th is the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, and John Paul insisted that Mary's hand had moved the bullet away from his vital organs. Who is Our Lady of Fatima? Our Lady of Fatima is one of the virtually innumerable titles for the Blessed Virgin Mary. She appeared from May 13th to October 13th in 1917 to 3 peasant children in Fatima, Portugal. Mary's titles often arise from the location where she appears. In this case, Fatima, Portugal. By the way, Mary must be a polyglot, someone who speaks lots of languages, because she invariably appears to illiterate children or peasants and addresses them in their native tongue. When she appeared before Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, she spoke to them in perfect Portuguese. If Mary appears to you one day, she will have a soft southern drawl and say, "Y'all come back here." Now, a more subtle connection between Our Lady of Fatima and John Paul revolves around the third secret of Fatima. The third secret of Fatima. Mary revealed 3 secrets to Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta. And the third one, which the Vatican published and publicized in the year 2000, referred to a bishop dressed in white, the Pope, traveling through a ruined city, ancient Rome, and he would be killed by soldiers, Mohammed Ali Agca. But John Paul interpreted that secret to be kind of advance warning to help him survive the assassination attempt. In other words, John Paul did not believe that May 13th was a coincidence, a lucky happenstance, but rather a providence, God's hand guiding history, especially the Pope's own personal history. We might say that as Mary's motherly hand guided the bullet away from John Paul's vital organs, God's fatherly hand had been guiding John Paul in his whole life so that he met that bullet on Mary's feast day. Tony Robbins, a popular motivational speaker, holds an annual seminar called Date with Destiny to help people improve their lives. Well, John Paul believed that May 13th was his date with destiny, where Mary's hand and God's hand worked powerfully together to save his life and to strengthen his faith. The assassination attempt did not discourage the Pope. It made him more determined than ever. My friends, we all have a date with destiny. Oh, I don't mean you should attend one of Tony Robbins' motivational tent revivals, but to discern carefully how God the Father's hand, through his providence, and Mother Mary's hand, through her prayers, guide our lives. People of faith cannot countenance living by luck, nor do we believe in karma, nor do we believe in knocking on wood so something bad doesn't happen. Nor do we avoid talking about how perfect an NBA player's 3-point shooting is when he steps up to take one, so we don't jinx him. Nor how baseball players wear the same underwear when they're on a winning streak. That is all superstitious bunk and unworthy of a Christian life. Rather, we must adopt the attitude of little children, like Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia, who are docile to the guidance of a father's hand and a mother's hand in their life. That is why the standard Catholic prayer is always one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory Be. Why? Because we submit ourselves, especially our wills, to the providence of the Father and to the prayerful protection of our Mother, so we can glorify the Holy Trinity in all we do. And then we too will live a life worthy of a Christian. Praise be Jesus Christ.